This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, hour number 2. Steve Starrs riding shotgun with us, I think. Are you, Steve? Are you riding shotgun
tonight? I'm right here, and I got my 20-gauge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody, but it's a sawed-off shotgun, I hear.
No, it's a skeet shooter, man. Single shot. Single shot, you know.
Drone shooter?
Yeah, well, you get two shots. So it's not a double barrel. So you get two shots for drones in Deer Trail, Colorado, and I only got one. But I'm so good, man. I don't need the second.
Yeah, we're taking your phone calls as well. 800-313-9443. If you were on the line before, call back 800-313-9443. Or if you want to join us, call us. Stroll free. Get out your crayon. Write down this number. 800-313-9443. Let's talk to, who do I want to talk to, Steve? Do I want to talk to Ken? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken.
Hello there. You know, they need to make drone shots, but I like rock salt.
Yeah.
So when they fly over, you can pump it up there to them, and it all disappeared, and they don't know where it came from.
Hey, it's not a bad idea.
You sit out in the yard with your tarp over you, you know, your camo tarp, and you can put a hole in it, and you can bring them down, probably, you know. And they, you know, there's no BBs or anything like that, just rock salt.
Yeah, it's a pretty good idea. They have a law in Deer Trail, Colorado, where you're allowed two shots at drones that fly, you know, I think it's 500 feet or below, above your property. And I don't know how long this is going to last, but... You know,
another thing is, how many drones have actually been brought down now?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no way of knowing. You know, they just bring it down, they bury it, and that's it.
Yeah.
Take it in a bucket of water and shot.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, get on the internet and put in inside chemtrail plane.
Inside chemtrail plane.
Correct.
Okay.
You see all the pictures you want.
Really?
You know, cool. People say, well, those things don't exist. Well, show them the pictures. What are they doing, making wine up there?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's very evident that they do exist. And the question is, how do these meteorologists who work for these big stations can keep talking about the weather without, you know, mentioning what they're doing is to spray the atmosphere above us? You know, it's
another
really
thing. You watch the news, the weatherman, he shows you the radar, and it looks like the chemtrails are wadded up into a rope. And a little skinny cloud going from north to south or whatever it is. When the wind shifts.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've started one of it just tightened up chemtrails in a rope on a screen.
Yeah, you know, it's so obvious to everybody who would be studying the weather and weather patterns and meteorology and all these things that they, you know, it's surprising that no one has actually said, okay, well, we were going to have a higher temperature
today. Yeah, what is this, you know, yeah, what are those, you know? They're like, well, stupid down here.
Yeah, right. I don't know how they can get away with it. Some of these guys make $400,000 or $500,000 a year in the big markets, you know. And I'm sure they have listeners and viewers writing them all the time with pictures and stuff like that. And they never mention this. Is there like some secret oath of weathermen across the country now not to talk about this as well?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, nice talking to you.
All right. Hey, good to talk to you, man. We'll look at that inside chemtrail plane. Is that a .com or just a...
I was looking at it, and it does kind of look like they're making wine up there.
Doesn't
it? It does. I don't know. All right, let's take some more calls. 800-313-9443. We got Art off the grid, or is he underground? Which one is it?
Both.
Both.
Hey, I did.
We
a
said
real,
that at the
I,
same time.
Yeah, I did a real quick search of that inside Chemtrail plane, and wow, it looks. I tell you, if they're brewing wine or brewing beer, it's a hell of a brewery. Anyway, let's see if we can not bore Bob.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you want to play not bore Bob. All right.
That's
you like
a tough
that?
Game, though.
Let's see if we can not bore Bob.
Okay.
Headline reads, former head of Bank of Israel gets nod for vice chair position at the Federal Reserve.
I heard
about
that.
Would that bore you, Bob? Would that bore you?
You know why that's so boring,
me,
though?
I heard about it. But.
Yeah, but you know why it's so boring, though, Art? It's just another Israeli dual citizen being put into a high position in the Federal Reserve. I mean, is that exciting? I'm being facetious, as you can tell, right? I mean, but what I'm getting at is, what was it, Yellen, and how many others are in there? You know, and we've seen this for so long, and it's so obvious. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's stuff that I've seen.
This is a fellow named Stanley Fisher. This guy, you know, he was professor at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Ben Bernanke was one of his students. That ought to tell you a lot right there. But this guy here, during 2005 to 2013, was directly involved with the bailouts of several countries by way of the International Monetary Fund.
Yeah.
And from 97 to 98, directly involved in the Asian currency crisis, which forced a number of nations into accepting monies to stabilize their own currencies. And this is the guy that you want to put it as the vice chair of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Obama? And the whole U.S.-Israel due citizenship, that right there ought to tell you his loyalties are going to definitely be divided. Whose interest do you think he's going to act in?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, but the question is, you know, the thing that's so weird about all this, I almost wonder if it isn't too obvious. It's almost as if these Ashkenazi Jews who are placed in these high positions in the financial realm while the country goes bankrupt seems like what one of those ominous parallels, you know, in the book Ominous Parallels. It's almost as if it's mimicking that in order to create an uproar against the Jewish community. And I'm not saying that there's not some problems there. I'm just saying that it seems like it's the same thing that they saw in Germany. Remember the cartoons and the caricatures of the Jewish banksters and people like that? You saw it from Germany in 36, 37, 38. And it's like they're recreating that whole scene, almost an animosity, you know, the way that, yeah. I mean, these guys, it's so obvious who they are. And, I mean, you know, I mean, is it too obvious? Is it like Obama's phony birth certificates, you know, the COLB and the long form that were so obviously fraudulent? Both of them.
Yeah.
I saw the first one on the internet, and I said, my gosh, that looks more fake than the Flash Gordon movies I used to see with the rocket ships. You know, I mean, that's, and then the second one was just a joke. You have to wonder, I mean, why are they doing this to bully us? Are they saying that this is going to be so obviously fraudulent? Yeah.
I think they are because, I mean, you look at how many dual citizens who, you know, U.S., Israeli dual citizens we have in Congress, and then you take, you know, they want to put this guy as vice chair of the Federal Reserve. You can't tell me there's not a conflict of interest here. And it's interesting you bring up the birth certificate thing, because remember several states a few years back, I think, what, 4 years, 3 years ago, were trying to get Obama, you know, they had put out these subpoenas for Obama to appear in their courts to answer to the charges of not being a U.S. citizen, which would have put him in violation of law that he couldn't be even qualified for president. And we saw that went nowhere. And now we got these clowns in Congress on the Republican side of the aisle. I was listening to C-SPAN yesterday, and these clowns on the Republican side are now trying to get a peace push through Congress that will allow them. It's called the STOP legislation, Stop This Overreaching Presidency, so that they can level charges in a federal court against Obama, calling him a tyrant. How far
do you think that's for me? Thank you for your call. We'll take more calls on the other side.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
They all say.
It's the future.
All
let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Ralph in California. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, how you doing? Good to talk to you guys again.
Hey, good to talk to you, man. What's up?
Wanted to bring up one of your earlier show hosts, early morning.
One of my show hosts?
No, I'm sorry. On the one of the hosts on RBN in the morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Resurrect the Republic with Thomas Vascovara, I think it is. It's in the morning.
Yeah.
Anyways, he talks more on the Constitution and the 14th Amendment. But one of the things I think it was important to bring up, and I thought it was great, was he ever heard of a Myron Figgin?
Wow, Myron Figgin. I better refresh us. I sort of remember that name.
Well, yeah, I downloaded his speech in 1967 talking about the Illuminati and the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, and their plan. And it's an excellent speech. You can go on his website, or one of the websites he mentioned was like DirtyUncleSam.com. And it comes in like, you can look around on Google. It's Myron Figgin, the Illuminati with this Council of Foreign Relations. And it goes through the whole plan, everything. And this guy is brilliant. And I got through only about almost an hour. This is like a two-hour speech. Plus, you can download the transcript. And I just think everyone should hear about that. And the people that listen to your show, I think it'd be interesting to listen to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of whistleblowers and people like that, or folks like that, that go back early. You know, Anthony Sutton, of course, and Ezra Pound, others. And we are the outgrowth or the second or third generation of people like that that did the hard work a long time ago. And I appreciate that. It's still good to go back and review some of those things. You know, Carol Quigley, others, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I'll have to look that up. I think I have run across some of his stuff before, yeah. And that's why I'm vaguely familiar. No, that's good. Any other comments?
No, that's just what I want to bring up to you guys. I thought, because I just started listening to it today, I was able to download a file, the full, complete, without breaking up. Most of it's broken up in six parts. You can get it on YouTube as well. But oh, there is actually a full file, but I don't care to on the YouTube clip, you can at least my smartphone open on instead of just having a file that I can listen to while I'm working. I just think it's just great information, and it exposes their plan, which we all know, but I mean, he does a great job.
Was this primarily the economic plan, or was it?
Everything. It covers, if I go back, because I was looking at, what was it? I just had it down there. And it covers everything, destroying America by religion, talks about making groups different, you know, minorities pit against each other. All that, all the plans, all their ways of how to destroy America. It's for the New World Order. Russia, how they were back during World War II, talks about Hitler, talks about even further back. I mean, it's just all the plans. Albert Pike is mentioned. It just sums it up.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff, and it really does go back a long, long ways. They've been working on this for a long, long time.
Yeah, they did. He said basically they're willing to work it out no matter what, how long it takes in their lifetime or others' lifetime, but they're planning to continue on foreseeing to rule the world under their plan to rule the world. So, anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up to you guys and your listening audience.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Ralph.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
You got it.
Let's take some more phone calls, Steve. What do you say?
Okay, let's do.
We have open lines, 800-313-9443, if you want to join us and play Don't Bore Bob or anything else that's on your mind. 800-313-9443. Let's talk to our buddy Adrian. What's up, Adrian?
Well, we got Bob Tuscan and Steve Starr. It's a dynamic duo. Who can be bored? It's a great show.
I am. I'm bored with it. No, I'm joking.
Hey,
go ahead.
This is great. I mean, this isn't really entertainment, but it's very entertaining the way you guys put it together. But My problem.
Well, if it wasn't entertaining, we definitely would be bored. I mean, I don't mean to make a joke of this stuff or make light of it, because this is very serious stuff we're dealing with. But, you know, we do 3 hours, 5 days a week. We deal with this stuff day in and day out. You got to have a sense of humor.
Well said. My question is like, you know, we talked about the Obama and the birth certificate and the chemtrails and all the things that they're doing, and they're just in our face, you know, daring us like we can do all this to you and you can't do nothing. My question is, why are they just, you know, not even caring that it's all out there? Like, we can do this and you can't stop us.
Well, I think they bet on the fact that a certain percentage of people will blindly accept it or not even be aware of it. They're completely incoherent to what's really going on. And I think the powers that shouldn't be bet on that factor. Steve, what do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, but I agree with Adrian that, you know, we have to keep the keep our eyes open, and we have to keep talking. And, of course, even though this is wearisome to us, friends, and on Friday night, we try to let up a little bit because it's the weekend, and it's been such a hellacious week.
Sorry. Great show, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian.
Good to hear from you. I was looking for that Clint Eastwood quote where he says, "Don't bore me. You know, you can tie me up, humiliate me, torture me, starve me to death, but just don't bore me."
Is that your best Clint Eastwood impression?
Bet it is, buddy. You know, if you don't like it, then...
Kind of sound creepy, man.
Well, Clint Eastwood's kind of creepy, you know.
Yeah, he is kind of creepy.
Can we find that? I want that YouTube clip. I'd like to hear
him. Mr. Producer, find that clip for us.
Find that clip. Just don't bore me.
Just don't bore me. I bet I could find it.
You bet you can find it, huh?
Oh, he says he's finding it now. Wow.
He's finding it now. Let's see if we can find it.
He's on top of things Friday night.
Yeah, he's a good man, I tell you. You know, he's fast with his fingers. And, you know, of course, being a Marine, he would appreciate that movie. You remember that one? What was it? Gunny Highway, remember? What was the name of that film? Heartbreak Ridge. Heartbreak Ridge. That's what it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He played the gunny sergeant. Remember that?
Did you hear about this plane crash in Hawaii?
There was another plane crash in Hawaii, and another person who was associated with Barack Obama's birth certificate is dead, the second one.
You're already on top of this?
Oh, well, that was, 2 weeks ago? There's actually video up on YouTube about it now. Have you seen that?
Oh, this was 2 weeks ago?
Well, it's been a while, a long time.
Showed you how much I'm paying attention.
See, now you see you're getting so bored, you're not staying with it here, you know, Bob. No, that's it. They've actually got video of it up there, and somebody is saying to the effect they don't really know how she slipped away. What was her name? This Roddy Reddy or something like that. I was looking at that today. There's actually video. They shot video of the plane crashing. And then the passengers hanging under the wings, swimming out there. They finally got into rafts for about an hour before they were rescued. But they don't know how the gal who worked for the health department, who issued the birth certificate for Barack Obama, disappeared or just went under. And I guess they never found her. I don't know whether they ever found the body or not. But maybe she bloated and washed up.
Maybe she's with Osama bin Laden.
She could be, man. As a matter of fact, she's probably in Osama bin Laden, Davy Jones' locker.
Folks, we'll be right back. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearer. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Alright, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443 if you would like to jump on board. 800-313-9443. Steve?
Yes, sir.
What's next on our agenda here?
Well, I think we have more phone calls coming in, don't we? Or are we fresh out?
Nobody likes us.
They don't? Yeah, well, actually, everybody likes us. We have our good friends out there, and they're listening very closely. But, you know, this is Don't Bore Bob Night. Okay, so we got to come up with something exciting. You know, what should we talk about that's exciting? Well, actually, there's a lot of things happening out there still, Bob. There's still a lot of news, you know. And I'm interested in hearing people's thoughts on various things, of course. And, you know, you might find them boring. But, you know, I think what you really need, Bob, is some coffee. you know, some coffee.
Are you making fun of the way I speak?
No, I'm just talking about people who are, like, you know, from New England and Boston who drink a lot of coffee. Maybe I'll stir
I took one of those tests, by the way, the other day. There's a test going
around. Boston aptitude test?
No, there's an accent test. Well, it's not an accent test, but it's a language test that tries to guess where you're from based on what kind of words you use and language you use. And I got to tell you, it was extremely accurate. I don't know. Do you want to take the test, Steve, and see if it gets it right for you?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
All right. It might be a little long here, but we'll try it. And we'll see if it gets Steve-O's place of origin correct. It got mine spot on. It said I was from Fort Lauderdale. Boom. Sure enough. Yours truly, Bob Tuscan, happens to be, for better or for worse, from Fort Lauderdale. And I thought it was pretty cool. It's a test that was created by one of these Harvard linguists who wanted to see if he could come up with how y'alls and you guys talk. That's right. Every part of the country has their different way of saying things. And this test was a dialect quiz created to try to see if there is a indicator or a large amount of indicators that will pinpoint where exactly you're from. How would you address a group of two or more people, Steve? Would you say y'all, yous, you lot, you guys, yuns, yins, you, other, or y'all?
You guys.
You would say you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to the next question here. What do you call the rubber-soled shoes worn in gym class or for athletic activities?
Sneakers.
You call them sneakers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you pronounce I don't want to give it away. C-A-R-A-M-E-L. With two syllables, caramel, or three syllables, caramel. Or you use both pronunciations interchangeably, or you use both pronunciations, but the two have different meanings to you.
Well, when I order a chocolate bar, I order a caramel chocolate bar. But when I get the extra special frappe, it's a caramel frappe.
So you use the both pronunciations interchangeably.
Right. I interchange them.
Or do they have different meanings when you use them both?
Well, they when I'm, you know, especially eccentric, and I can use it and get
so
away.
So they have different meanings.
Yes, when I want a frappe caramel. Okay.
What do you call the insect that flies around in the summer and glows in the dark?
Oh, that's a glow bug.
A glow bug, okay. All right. Do you call the sweet spread that is put on a cake frosting or icing? Or both? Or neither?
Frosting or icing? I call it icing. Icing on the cake.
Right.
From that old phrase.
Okay. What do you call the small freshwater lobster often found in lakes and streams? Is it a crawfish, a crayfish, a crawdad, a mud bug, or do you have no word for this critter, or do you call it something else?
It's a crawdad.
Crawdad. Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a sale of unwanted items on your porch, in your yard, or something like that? Is it a tag sale? Yard sale, garage sale, rummage sale, thrift sale, stoop sale, carport sale, sidewalk sale, jumble sale, car boot sale, patio sale, or something else?
Well, since I'm from the TSA or the National Security Agency or your neighborhood watch, I'd call it illegal. No, I'd call it a yard sale.
A yard sale, okay. What do you call the night before Halloween? Gate night, trick night, mischief night, cabbage night, goosey night, devil's eve, or something else? Or do you have no word for it?
I have no word for it. It's the night before Halloween.
Okay.
October 30th,
usually. How do you pronounce B-E-E-B-E-E-N?
B-E-E-B-E-E-N.
No. How do you pronounce
B-E-E-N?
B-E-N.
B-E-N? Like in Roethlisberger or Big Ben? Big Ben? Is that Ben that you're talking about? B-E-E-N or Ben? B-E-N. Like Bin Laden.
See, I don't understand this. Would the vowel in sit, so bin, or the vowel in see, ben, or bean?
Bean.
Or would the vowel in set, ben?
Bin?
Bean, or ben?
Like, I have been working on the railroad. Is that what you mean? Yeah, so, I've been working on, I've been working on the railroad.
What do you call the thing from which you might drink water in a, in school?
A fountain, water fountain.
Okay. How do you pronounce the second syllable of P-A-J-A-M-A-S?
The second syllable of pajamas, the second syllable of pajamas, you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Pajamas. Pajamas. Pajamas.
Okay. See, I would say pajamas.
Oh, pajamas, I see. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the small road parallel to the highway?
A frontage road. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Frontage road.
How do you pronounce, here's a great one, how do you pronounce C-R-A-Y-O-N?
Crayon. Crayon. A Crayola.
Crayon. Say it one more time for me.
Crayon.
Crayon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you pronounce A-U-N-T?
Aunt. But it's aunt. My aunt. My aunt Ruby.
How do you pronounce it?
Aunt. I say aunt, like A-N-T. Aunt.
Okay.
Some people call it auntie or aunt, but I say
what
aunt.
What do you call the small gray bug that curls up into a ball when it's touched?
A roly-poly.
A bug. Roly-poly?
Roly-poly.
Okay.
Roly-poly, man. Roly-poly.
All right, we're almost done here, folks. What do you call a drive-through liquor store? A brew-through, party barn, bootlegger, beer barn, beverage barn. We have these in my area, but we have no special term for them, or you've never heard of such a thing or other.
I just call it drive-through liquor store because we don't have that many of them. They're kind of new out here, actually. I mean, there have been some for a long time, but they're rather new, so we just call them a drive-through.
Okay. What do you call the large wild cat native to the Americans? To the Americas?
A bobcat?
Oh, bobcat, okay.
Like a Bob Tuscan? Bobcat Tuscan?
No, what do you really call it? A mountain lion, cougar, puma, mountain cat, panther, catamount, mountain screamer, painter, or other?
Well, there is a difference really between what I would say some of those species of mountain lions and bobcats.
What do you call it? Quick, I'd say
a mountain lion is generally the term.
Okay, let's try to go through these fast. What do you call the area of grass in the middle of some streets? Boulevard, midway, traffic island, island, neutral ground. You have no word for this, median or other?
Island.
Island.
You know, a parkway island.
What do you call a big road on which you drive relatively fast?
Freeway.
Okay.
Although they're usually
interstates. What do you call the area of grass between the sidewalk and the road?
Sidewalk and the road. I don't know, median. I don't know what you'd call that.
A berm, parking, tree lawn, terrace, curb strip, beltway, verge, or you have no word for that or other?
No word, I guess.
Okay. What do you call an easy high school or college class? A gut, crypt course, bird, blow off, meat, or other?
An Acer course.
All right, we have three more questions that we'll do on the other side, and then we'll take your calls as well. To the callers, hold on, and we'll see if this test accurately decides where Steve's from based on his answers. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
In just a second, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And if you're just joining us, we're giving Steve a quiz here. I hope he studied for it. Most of the questions used in this quiz are based on those in the Harvard Dialect Survey and Linguistic Project that begun in 2002 by Vert Vo and Scott Golder. The original question results for that survey can be found on Dr. Vo's current website. The data for the quiz and maps shown here come from 350,000 survey responses. And I took the quiz, which asks you a series of questions. What does the way you speak, say about where you're from, and it knew exactly where I was from. It was scary. It got the exact city correct. And we're giving our one and only Steve Starrs the quiz here. What do you call a traffic situation in which several roads meet in a circle, Steve?
Oh, that's roundabout.
Roundabout, okay. Mm-hmm. And how do you pronounce the words M-A-R-Y, M-E-R-R-Y, and M-A-R-R-Y? So the first is M-A-R-Y.
Mary.
M-E-R-R-Y.
Mary.
M-A-R-R-Y.
Mary. Marie, I guess. Hard to say. Depends upon what her, depends upon what she likes to be called, Bob. Amari.
So try it again. M-A-R-Y is what?
That's Mary.
M-E-R-R-Y.
That's Mary.
M-A-R-R-Y.
That's Marie.
Marie, okay. What do you call it when rain falls while the sun is shining?
Boy, that's a tough one.
Let me give you a couple of choices here. Sun shower. The wolf is giving birth. The devil is beating his wife. Monkey's wedding. Fox wedding. Pineapple rain. Liquid sun. Or do you have no term or expression for that? Or do you call it something else?
I just call it a sun shower.
Sun shower.
We have a lot of.
Do you pronounce C-O-T and C-A-U-G-H-T the same?
Caught and caught, pretty close to the same. Caught
that's
and caught.
That's different for me.
I might give it a little caught to the caught sound, to the apprehension term, but I caught and caught are pretty much the same to me.
Yeah, it says you're from the New York, Philadelphia area.
Really? That's hard to believe. Well, you know, the thing is, the truth is, most of us out in this area speak with kind of what they call the Midwestern drawl. And it's become so a standard that even people like David Letterman and people like that use it as well.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, this is the language you want to learn if you want to learn Americana.
They basically failed miserably. They got it. They did not get where you're from.
Yeah. It's hard to believe. Huh?
They know you're not from Michigan.
Not from Michigan? Yeah.
They know you're not from Texas.
Huh! I don't believe that. What's up with that?
Anyways, let's take a phone call here. We'll move on.
Let's see if we can figure out where Scott is from.
Scott?
Yeah, he's a phone call.
Is he on the line still? No, he dropped.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Scott, call back. Eddie, call back. But we will go to...
Let's see, who do we have?
Jim, maybe? Is it Jim?
Yeah. We're trying to embarrass these people? No.
Jim's there. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, that's me again. I called before. Hope I didn't break any rules here with the calling more than one time one night, but how come they didn't pick up your New York accent? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, they you know, said you, I was, I mean, Fort Lauderdale might as well be New York.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I often tell people I'm from the 6th borough, which is...
there you go.
Miami.
Yeah, that's Scott's waiting room down there, right?
Yeah, all the New Yorkers come down and they go to South Florida, and, well...
No, I just wanted to, you know, pull up on a lighter note, you know, maybe a corny, tacky joke, and then I want to follow up with some, but, you know, how come there's not too many Irish lawyers out there? It's because they can't pass the bar.
Where's my drum beat?
But, yeah, with that rattle there, snare hit. But
I thought that was about.
You know, it's funny. I was talking before about the Tea Party groups and stuff, and I was wanting to call you. You know, it's so funny. I've been listening to you for a couple of years, and I says, I got this weird kinship with this guy. It's probably because you were from originally around here, you know. But
so my mom's from there. My mom's from up there.
Oh, your mom's from up there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm from South Florida.
Yeah, sadly speaking, though, on a heavier note, I just had a buddy just got murdered down there in Newburgh. So they call it the Camden on Hudson, you know.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Another story. Yeah, it's a nasty, you know, it's nasty down there. But, you know how I explain 9/11 to say to people who are quote unquote not awake or
yeah.
Tea Party people? I use this analogy. I says, okay, say for example that there was 15 guys from Canada that went in and bombed the financial district of Hong Kong in China. And China turned around and says, listen, we got to go invade America because they got weapons of mass destruction. And we've actually used them in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And they said, okay, we know that guys, the head of the guys living down in Mexico. And then they invade Mexico and America, and then they start taking the drugs out of America. You know, it's just, and then I would say, how would you feel if there was Chinese troops running around our country? You know what I mean? So sometimes that hits. You know what I mean? It's sort of like you turn it the other way. It was really the Canadians who did it. You know, like the Saudis.
Right.
There's 15 Saudis who actually did it. You know what I mean? But they invaded Iraq and, you know, invaded Afghanistan. And what did they do? They, you know, take the drugs out of Afghanistan and, you know, plow down, bring Monsanto's and, you know, just, you know, take over their country. It's the same analogy. In other words, Canada did it. And we invade America, and, you know, the Chinese invade America, and they invade Mexico, you know what I mean? And sometimes that really hits home with some people, you know. They think that, you know. And, you know, these are clever little things that you can use with people, you know.
Yeah, you take it out of the context. No, it's good. You take it out of the context of what the, you know, the neuralistic programming process is and put it into another, you know, synopsis that involves somebody else, and then people see it a little differently. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, absolutely. In other words, it's a joke, really, if you think about it. It's like, why would you invade America and Mexico when Canada did? You know, or why would you invade Iraq and Afghanistan when 15 of them were from Saudi Arabia? You know what I mean? It makes absolutely no sense. It's ludicrous. And that, you know, that's basically what I just wanted to chime in with that and, you know, tell you sometimes I get a little ding-dong on people who aren't, quote-unquote, awake or, you know, fluent in, you know, what the reality of it all is. And, you know,
how do you people sometimes... I was going to ask you, though, you know, it's been, what now, 12 years, almost 13 since, 13 years since 9/11. How do people in New York respond to it today? I'm still interested in that because... You know, primarily if this was in my backyard, what happened, and there was an event that happened in my backyard, the Aurora shooting, okay? So, of course, I'm not really close to it from where I am now, where I live, but how do people feel about 9/11 New York today, do you think, Jim?
It's a really interesting thing because, you know, if you go down to the city, obviously, you know, a lot of cops and the firemen down there are plugged in. They know, you know, they know what the hell went down. The vast majority of them, you'd be shocked. How many really are plugged in on, you know, really what happened, especially when, you know, they changed the air quality levels. You know, there's a lot of guys that died of cancer, a lot of cops and firemen, a lot of them I know.
Right.
I have four or five people that have died, two of them immediately in the towers, and I say four of them, you know, from cancer or other illnesses from that. And, you know, I have numerous friends that were down there, you know, the day of the event. Actually, I was over in Hoboken across the river. And it, bottom line, the closer you get to New York, the more they're plugged in. The further you go north, the less they're plugged in.
Yeah, I can understand that. Interesting. Glad to hear that, though, because I'm glad the people in New York are actually starting to get much more plugged into this now.
Oh, yeah. No, it's encouraging. It's very, very encouraging. And, you know, I can share some more stories if you like. I know you're going into a break, but...
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial...